fucking 1 year. It's one year. I told you, man. English ain't my first language. I don't give a fuck about this shit. I fuck up. New Year, same niggas, and New Year, different niggas. How we doing?
Same niggas. I was doing same good last niggas. Year. Fuck the bullshit.
Richard, are you the same nigga?
I'm a different nigga.
you look like you're fucking. You look sick. Stop running. You've reached the point. You look ill.
You took the vaccine, didn't you?
His fucking neck like a pencil. Look at this motherfucker.
That nigga took the vaccine. Nah. You better watch out.
You have arrived, Ricky. You look great. Thanks, stop.
It's the vaccine.
You're talking about Ricky Bad Bitch Benny over here.
Bad Ooh. Bitch Benny! Title before we start?
Bad Bitch Benny.
Bad Bitch Benny.
BBB, Bad Bitch Benny.
Adi, Adi.
Big baller brand over here. Bad Bitch Benny.
Bad Bitch Benny.
I love good vibes from the very top. Let's get started.
Bad Bitch Benny. Bad Bitch Benny on the beat.
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, welcome back to another installment of the Niggas with the Beans podcast. Coming back to you live and direct. Go ahead and croon on these tunes.
Lil bitch, we some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pen. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I know some niggas, and they got a pen. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get a front of these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get a front of these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, you should get a front of these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Bennett, and Ricky. Real niggas in the situation sticky. Hey, all bet shit risky. To my right is my little sister Whiskey. Hey, happy new year. No lie shit, all true here. Fucking your boo here. And we missing you here, yo. Niggas wild on the freestyle. Bystanders like E-Wild. Lying nigga, then I'm on the fucking prowl. Row, hear me growl. N-W-O, ho, coming out your radio, ho. Hey. Big money, we not po, ho. Hey. Grabbing bitches by the afro, yo. I look like Whiskey Stussle, bro. Happy New Year. Every motherfucking body, we did it. We are out of that bitch. Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What a fucking year, man.
Listening to you motherfuckers every week and talk about how good 2020 was to you. Fuck 2020. I hope it never comes back. Fuck that bitch.
I know we've been in a pandemic, but 2020's been so good to me.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for saying it, but I've made so much money during the pandemic. Fuck you. I barely made it out that bitch.
Barely.
You know what I hate? People say, what pandemic? It's a bandemic.
Fuck you. If I made a single band, the fuck out of here.
Okay, but
it's a shamdemic.
There's a fucking lap band around my bank account. What the fuck is going on? Look, Whiskey's one of those people. Actually, I've been doing pretty well. I made 30,000 followers this year for my second and third business. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I wasn't going to say that. I'm going to let Benny do his thing, and I will get into that.
Well, niggas and niggas, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast, where ignorance happens to meet insight. Mm-hmm. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benny C. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Me there.
No, seriously. What did you say just now? What did that even mean? You didn't say anything at all.
And the vegan trap lord in the building.
Gang.
And you know what?
All your ass.
You know, some DJs have their shtick.
Uh-oh. I see everything already. I'm excited.
Some DJs happen to hit a lick.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you who my pick is.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Whiskey Chicken.
That's right. That's right.
I need that sound bite.
That's right. That's fire.
You got to have that as the intro every time you're coming out now.
Right.
That's lit.
Guys, man, how the fuck are we? Is everybody doing well?
We alive. We here.
Yeah, we made it.
What did you have to say, Whiskaline? You know, I like hearing what you think.
I missed you guys.
Yay! We missed you too.
You know, around this time last year, pre-pandemic, we did a podcast.
Yeah.
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 It's going to be interesting to now start seeing the memories from January and February.
Hell yeah.
Where we didn't know what was about to come.
Hell yeah.
Niggas are still optimistic about the new year.
Mm-hmm. Our pandemic episodes, have you listened to them? We're so optimistic, like, oh, by December, by November, bro, we're going to be lit.
and gradually reality set in.
We stopped talking about that shit.
Quick. Hey, we ain't going nowhere. This
Jesus Christ.
Well, what I was going to say is that 2020 took a lot, but it gave a lot, too. So it's hard to say that it was a total loss, but it's hard to say that it was a great year, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Some of the shit I learned this year, I wasn't going to learn any other way.
Exactly.
Any other way, I wasn't going to learn some of this shit. I wasn't going to humble myself to same. Learn some of this shit this year.
No, same.
Like, you know, I hate to be the corny nigga to say, but for some people, 2020 needed to happen.
Mm. Yeah.
I had a homeboy, a comedian. He was saying that, like, he felt like he was drowning. He said he was praying to God that, like, God can give him a chance for everything to slow down. So he could feel like he can catch up.
So he caught he.
And he said that like when this happened, he felt like God was answering his prayers. I wanted to fight.
I'm about to say, like, after the podcast, just give me his name, bro. I just want to talk to him.
You prayed for God to slow things down for you.
What about us?
The fuck? Take a Red Bull, bitch. Catch up. What you mean? Slow down.
Anybody that prayed for 2020 deserves to get slapped.
It's, Jesus Christ!
It was so crazy. I lost like international gigs. I lost radio interview. It's hard to say because I gained so much. Like, mm-hmm. I started Cocktail Cosmetics. It's hard to complain.
I mean, us as a podcast, we had such big hopes and visions for 2020. We were about to do some things.
But you know what? We had 2020 vision. Yeah, 2020.
We did.
Do think, though, that us still every week and get throughout this bitch. We still every week.
Listen, who was fucking with us?
We
in
still every week for did. We never faltered. We always stood tall.
Kudos to you.
We did what the fuck it took.
No, you 100%. You guys kept us entertained.
Jesus Christ.
Because when nothing was happening, guess what?
Tuesday, we on your ass. Tuesday, and we on your head tops.
And we even started getting on the IG lives and stuff. Just to provide a little more extra content out there.
Yeah, you did.
You know what
remember
saying?
That? Oh my God.
That was lit.
That feels like so long ago. I know. IG live.
Yeah.
DJ sets.
I just want to appreciate y'all and everybody that stayed locked in with us for all of 2020, man. That really means a lot.
I'm dying for a lighter, guys. Who has it? Huh?
Mm. Offset.
Offset?
Corvette.
Hop in a motherfucking jet like that. Okay, let's get to business. What do we have here?
Fuck that little snitch.
How was the NYE? Your New Year's
That's year? Thank you. Do you have the list? It's literally first. my New Year's was shit. I did it again. Start the episode over. No. My New Year was cool, man. Uneventful. Stayed home. Nodded off at about 11:50. Woke up at like 12:05. Real
you
washed.
Missed your New Year.
Real washed. Oh, okay. Shit. Okay. But somebody recently told me that being bored is a sign of you feeling safe. So congratulations. Hey, I'm safe. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Okay.
You know what? That's nice.
Right.
You feel safe.
Right? Like being bored is a sign of you feeling safe.
Okay.
Because you got nothing to do.
Nothing to do, right? Ain't nobody bored and anxious watching their back. Right,
that's optimism for your ass.
That is, for sure.
That's true. I like that.
Pause. But me, I just hung out with some friends, hung out with my lady. The next day went to a wedding. So it was just a chill.
I'm not going to lie. Between you and Ricky, the fact that you niggas don't have triple COVID shocks me. These niggas have been in the streets since this shit began. These two fuck niggas never stay home. Hey. If there's a brunch, they there. Birthday party, wedding, get together, fucking barbershop, goddamn drinking night. These niggas are in it.
Maybe COVID happened so Rookie wouldn't miss a brunch since he was in school.
The fuck? These niggas, bro.
Nice. All right, man. I'm surprised we haven't had a triple COVID bypass. at this point.
Yeah, but that's so goddamn funny.
COVID, I did the same thing Ben did. COVID what?
COVID triple double.
I did the same thing Ben did, without the wedding. Just chill at the crib. We drank a lot of champagne. We got fucked up. But yeah, up. Just at the crib. That's lit. Me, Maya, and some friends.
Miss Clean, what'd you do?
Well, I was working.
Yes.
I had a gig. What Shout kind? Out to Social Exchange. People were like,
was counting down the new year.
Yeah. It's no, actually, I didn't count down there. My set was ended at 11 and I had somewhere else to go. Mm. But it was pretty dope.
Never like, just one job with that one. Nope. Never just one.
Nope. Let me ask you a question. When you DJ, with your mask on?
If the typically, it depends.
That shit get hot.
If
on the distance.
People, yeah, if people come on stage, I'll put my mask on. I'll have it at a reach.
Yeah,
people, this dude came up to me, had a whole conversation about me playing his song, whatever, and I had to get stern. Like, I can't do this right now. You Damn. Need to get off stage.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. Get the fuck out my
and
face.
And he was just
I'm in the middle
there.
Of a set, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In the middle of a future
no,
set.
Because and at the same time, oh, wow. you'll have artists that want to, that they don't really pay, and they're not paying attention to the DJ on that level. So, all right, ignore the fact that I'm a DJ for 1 second, but we in the middle of a pandemic, you shithead. Yeah. You all in my ear, spitting in my ear, spitting on my shoulder.
You think a nigga at a party cares about a pandemic, the fact that we're in a pandemic?
But
when I'm at a party, I don't.
But because I'm the DJ, I'm far from everybody anyway,
right.
Which is exactly how I like it. So
I'm with you.
It's perfect.
That.
But Chris, it was pretty amazing.
Chris, my brother, how was yours? How was your New Year's Eve? New Year's. Fuck.
My dude. New Year. My new
Fuck.
Year.
Sorry.
One of them.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop.
It was cool, man. I was at home. I went. Well, no. First, I went to work. Closed the restaurant. Then I went home. Watched the ball drop. In Times Square.
Whoa.
Yes. You see, y'all act like y'all don't know how to do this.
I'm here with you.
Man, that's just a lot of family time for me. I didn't drink. I fasted. I drank a lot of water. So that was really my New Year's.
Your New Year.
Ah! Fucking plus. Bro.
Yeah, man. A quick shout out to our brother Dre, man. He came to my mother's surprise birthday party this week and absolutely stunted. Everybody loved him. We love you, Dre. Thank you so much for being fucking great always.
Shout out Whiskey, to Dre, man.
You see me getting harassing block calls in the middle of the night? This block number calls me 12 times a day. I don't know which one this is, but she's not happy.
You should have let me answer.
She never talks back. But if I tell her press a button, she will.
That's probably
weirdo bitch.
That's probably because, fuck number 670.
So after a while, I was like, all right, if you're not going to talk, if you hear me press 5 anyway, beep. She's Holy fucking with shit. Me.
That's fuck number 642, bro.
Nigga, you famous.
You
got bodies.
I just had this number too long. I had this number since high school. It needs
That's
to
what
fucking go.
When you got bodies, man. They follow you.
I don't know how we got here, man.
It's like it's like a haunting. He's being haunted by the bodies that he
2021,
has.
My fucking...
Your body can't restart it?
No, it's still the same. I don't think I'm picking up new bitches this year. I think I'm done. I think I'm going to stay within the bitches that I have.
You sure?
Is that like retirement?
How are niggas picking up new people right now?
Right now, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing that shit. I'm straight. I'm COVID straight. Test. Yeah, I'm gonna stick in the rivers and the lakes that I got.
No chasing waterfalls for you, brother.
No chasing waterfalls.
None of that shit for you, brother.
I seen a rainbow yesterday. How do I want to go here? This is a lot of fucking prison news. Young Kodak.
Prison nudes?
Yeah. Kodak tried to...
News.
Oh, news.
I heard nudes, too.
Oh, so sorry. No. Prison news. Kodak Black requested early release so that he can, quote, unquote, do good in this world.
Free the real.
And they denied his ass.
That nigga right where he wants to be.
Yeah. At this point, I'm
free
no
all
longer...
Free all the guys behind the wall.
I can't advocate for that. Let Not all of them. You want to free all of them, Chris?
Free all my guys behind the wall. I want all my guys from behind the wall.
Okay,
I see.
All right.
Because, you know, the system is in place for some of them.
I still want to know how many of Chris's guys are guilty. I still want to know that.
We have to vet some of them niggas before you bring them around.
That's funny as hell. Imagine that. Like, a long-ass line of niggas waiting to get out of jail, and that it's a front desk with you sitting there like, all right.
Whose man's
you? I don't understand.
Get your ass
out of there. I don't understand niggas who get behind bars, asked to get released, but did and do everything to get behind bars. Like, you're going to come out just to do everything in your power to go to jail.
Like, Kodak specifically, it's hard to believe you would have come out here and do well. Because you've had chances to come out and do well.
Multiple.
Young Bill? You really don't believe in
Bill
Young
Capri.
Bill Capri. You don't believe in young Billy Capri?
You know what I heard on Clubhouse?
William Capri.
that he changed his name to Bill Capri because the first contract that he signed, them niggas owned Kodak Black and Justin.
Wow. Oh, shit. God. What the?
Damn, boy.
Boy.
His government?
They own his government name and his stage name.
Niggas be signing. That's a terrible contract.
And it's like, in order to get out of his contract, he had to become Bill Capri. That's so like he literally is Bill Capri on his papers.
That's a 720 deal.
Boy.
He did like four turnarounds, cuz.
Nigga, Clubhouse has been really giving up game. Nigga, I heard Monique speak in a group.
Monique, like the comedian?
Yeah, she was in the comedians group. It was like 30 of us in that group, and she was spitting game. I want to say out loud that we had it wrong, bro.
Yeah.
We had it wrong.
I felt like we did.
I definitely had it wrong.
After everything played out?
Like, when I'm listening,
right?
When I'm listening to Monique, and she was like, bro, I am $100 million up. Do you think I give a fuck whether or not Netflix pays me $500 or $3 million? It's the same thing. She said, the thing is, if I let them pay me $500K, what are they going to pay this new black girl?
That's true. Yep. No. That was her point, though.
Jesus Christ.
She said that shit over and over again.
The Breakfast Club just aired her interview again recently, and when you hear it again, it's more gems.
And the issue is, like, people want to blame Charlamagne, but the thing is, Charlamagne does that every interview. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the one that went viral. I'm sure if he could do it again, he wouldn't have been what he was, but he was just trying to make a viral clip. And she was trying to get her side out, man.
How did Tiffany Haddish get thrown in the whole conversation?
Well, because Tiffany Haddish was also up for negotiation. But, like, as the hot woman comedian of the time, it would be nice if you had said something. But she didn't want to jeopardize what she had going on. Understandably. But, like, if you had said something or even, like, gave Netflix an ultimatum, it could have made a difference.
Definitely. And I think also Monique's reputation preceded her.
Yep.
That's what it came down to.
And then
when you
hear how she got the reputation, it's even more painful.
Yeah.
Like, none of it's really her fault. She got a bad deal.
Wow, okay.
Because, you know, they paid her shit for Precious and then wanted her to go on a promotion tour for free. She's an Oscar winner.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't go promote a tour over Europe for free. That's not how the game goes. Bobby Smurda's being released in February, so they say.
Free my guys.
Free my nigga Bobby. I mean, if we're going according Rowdy's to street shit, out. He followed the rules. Rowdy's out.
Yeah, he's been out.
He followed the rules.
But that's the thing. Like, is this nigga going to get the pomp and circumstance Tekashi got? All the hoopla.
He's going to get a fucking hero's welcome.
Yeah,
I feel like he's going to roll out the red carpet.
The day that Bobby Smurda get out of jail is going to be a national holiday in Brooklyn.
I hope so.
I put money on it.
Let me tell you something. If COVID and Rona wasn't out here, I might have flown up to New York for that shit.
Yeah.
But
I'd be right with
Ben. They have to, like, they really have to sing his praises when he gets out, because if you let it be, I guess, seen that 6ix9ine got more attention out of jail for what he did than Bobby gets for what he did,
that's what I'm scared.
Then you're teaching a lot of people something.
Nah. But did 6ix9ine get that much attention?
Yes.
I mean, not all of it was good attention.
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody was waiting on his words, waiting on him to speak, waiting on that first single. Like, he had everybody on the edge of their seats, whether you fucked with him or not.
But I think the snitching had more to do with having everyone on the edge. Like, right now, in my opinion, I just want to hear whatever music he been writing in jail in terms of Bobby's concern. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he get on, do a couple of interviews here and there, that's dope too. But right now, you don't have much to talk about, dog. Like, you've been in jail for this whole time. Like, I can't imagine you have a lot to talk about that you can't put in songs.
What's crazy is the last great Bobby song that I heard.
It's Bobby, bitch.
No, it was him on 6ix9ine shit over the phone, that jail shit.
Ah, okay.
Bro, Lil Wayne is facing 15 years, bro. I thought it was a game when he was selling, like, his masters and shit, but he is really facing jail right now.
15 years?
What is that, a weapon charge?
Yeah, probation from last time. I guess he violated, he got caught on the fucking jet with weed, guns, and pills.
Man, he's going to do a year.
Yo.
Go to rehab.
Do y'all not know that these feds is working with the people from those private airports?
Bro, how many times have you heard that happen? Stupid.
It's not private, y'all. Nah. Like, the people see y'all getting on the fucking planes with that shit and are telling the feds before you guys land.
Like, hey, he's flying to Miami. He's got 10 pounds of weed and some cocaine in that Louis bag. Just...
And
talk
got
to
six or seven guns on.
This is how bad the weed is in Miami. That fucking Lil Wayne risked his freedom to fly with it. Get your shit together, drug dealers, could you?
Is that what you take from this?
Yeah, the fuck? Where's this freedom? Like, you're bringing weed to Miami.
Open up the Colombian border.
The fuck? You should be able to just come here and buy it, but he risks his freedom. Like, you can get Percocet and lean from anywhere, but the weed here is atrocious.
You know, Colombia is closed off. Like, you can't enter the country. That's probably why.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. How long has this been going on?
Colombia has been closed since beginning of pandemic.
Is this why the streets are dead?
Maybe.
Chris, this is why the streets are dead, bro.
Where's the snow?
We getting our weed from Colombia?
I mean, the other stuff. I don't know which
way I get. Cocaine.
Who's making it snow?
I can make it snow.
It ain't cheesy no more.
17.5.
Niggas paying too much. Let me see here. Rest in peace, MF Doom. I'm not really familiar with his work, but they say he's one of the most lyrical guys that we've had in this game. Rest in peace. Anybody familiar?
You could listen to like two freestyles, bro, and hear that he's more lyrical than 98% of the niggas rapping right now.
Is he offbeat? Is he one of those offbeat?
No, he's one of them New York rappers.
He's like
a New York rapper?
What they call boom pap. Like the boom pap type of rap. Boom bap. Yeah, boom bap. That's what I'm looking for.
I'll look him up.
Do we know what he passed from? Like, was it natural causes?
Apparently, the nigga passed 2 months ago. His family just released it. Like, that's so gangster.
He died 2 months ago.
He died on Halloween.
Yeah, they just released it.
That's how you should do it.
Yeah. Some people are bothered by that, but I don't
you
see
you should be able to have the privacy. But in today's time, like, you don't have the privacy to do nothing like that. If MF Doom was Jay-Z, there's no way that you're going to hide his death for that long.
But what I'm saying, yeah, because people are looking for him every day. Yeah. But the ability to, like, bury Marcus and then tell the family, hey, MF Doom died. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to bury the person first. Facts. And then let people know that this icon, this person that you fuck with died. I think that's a beautiful way of doing things.
The grieving process must be a lot easier.
It says CNN is actually, they're actively trying to, like, find out, like, what the cause of death was of and, course. Like, why they withheld the information. That goes to show you, like, how thirsty these news outlets are to just, like, intrude upon your privacy.
But
it's weird to me.
We can't blame them because here's what I know about business, right? You only doing that shit for the demand.
Yeah.
Because once you put it up, there are a bunch of thirsty bastards like me who can't wait to see why he died. I'm that guy, hey, RIP post? Sure, whatever. I feel bad for you. How did this guy die? What's going on? Yeah, give me the information.
Because I literally just asked that question. Like, do we know what he died from?
Don't give me a half-assed story.
I'm just kind of surprised that CNN is like hounding these guys.
That's because they ain't got nothing to talk about right now.
They ain't got nothing to talk about. This is a whole pandemic out here.
They let a loser in the White House, and we're still suffering from Corona. So, yeah.
They let that loser in 4 years ago, bro.
It's goddamn. Tuesday is what? January 5th? Okay, and Donald Trump is still not taking his L.
But you know what's funny? I had just said
till the wheels fall off, bitch.
I had just said 2 weeks ago, man, this nigga's going away quietly, man, because I hadn't heard from this nigga. He ain't really say much. He was chilling. He said, "Yo, get these niggas 2,000." He was vibing. All of a sudden, these motherfuckers were recording. Said, "Give me those 117,000 votes in Georgia." Like, nigga, you crazy?
I love that kind of confidence, bro. Like, he doesn't believe that he lost this shit.
That motherfucker
never lost.
Wild. It's funny how they aired his ass out though, with a quickness,
bro.
They know he lost now.
He's out of there, bro. Like, there's no more stock in being his homie.
Yeah. No more being his. You see all these motherfuckers turning on him.
So he's no longer a threat, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, not more than Biden is.
True.
Not right now. Guys, Will I Am of the Black Eyed Peas says that he is saddened that the Black Eyed Peas are not considered to be a black group.
Shut up.
He is disheartened by it. He can't believe that y'all didn't fuck with Boom Boom Boom. He can't believe y'all were not jamming to Where's the Love. He can't fathom that you guys weren't blasting Fergalicious in the hood. He could not believe it.
Okay.
His mind can't create the damn thoughts.
But it's two black people on the thing, right?
Yeah, there's two black people in the group. It's four. It's Will I Am, a waffle colored nigga on drums or bass, the Asian nigga, and Fergie.
Will I Am's not the only nigga on there?
No. There's another halfie.
What black cultural like significance?
He ain't do shit for black niggas.
Saying.
You made music for crackers this whole entire time.
Make
now
It Funky for Me is the only Will I Am
Fuck
song that
it,
I hear.
Niggas right took it though. Now he didn't give it to us. Dade County niggas took it.
Exactly. And sped it up and made it a hit song. Shout out to 305.
Now, when this news came out, there was also news that there was a former member of Black Eyed Peas, a black woman. And what happened is they used to make black conscious music. And then what happened is they were given an ultimatum. Hey, my nigga, tell her to start shaking those titties or I don't know what we're going to do for you. Real shit. Start shaking those titties. Like, all this fucking lyrical miracle shea butter shit isn't working.
She was like a rapper.
They were like, they were what the Fugees used to be. Doing a lot of this shit. You feel me? And like, lyrical miracle. They was like, hey,
telling the woman to
shake those titties or we're going to be able to sell some records.
What you mean?
Shake them titties, baby.
In the words of the great Uncle Luke, shake them titties.
And then so she quit. And then Fergie came in and did what you think she did?
But she didn't shake titties.
See, Fergie licious stepped them right up in that shit.
Fergie shook them titties.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Every video, she on a fucking little dress, fucking them lovely lady lumps. Her lumps. Was not singing her lumps.
No. And then you have fucking Will.i.am performing in a fucking space suit every time.
Like, no, he has a space helmet and then a kilt and then some Nikes. None of that shit makes sense.
None like, come of it. On, man. He's in three different areas.
We were supposed to rock with that shit, bro.
We supposed to be like accepted by black people, nigga? The only weird nigga we accepted was Andre 3000. And that wasn't even weird.
He didn't start out weird.
He didn't start out weird.
He got weird on us.
Like,
and we still loved him.
No, that's what I'm saying. We accepted it, but he got weird on us.
Like, being happy about being black is like a new fad, right? Yeah. So it's like now that niggas are starting to be held up in the light, niggas want to rewrite history. And it's just...
You can't.
You can't. Mm-hmm. Like, the truth is, when you had all the power in the world and you were on the Super Bowl, like, you weren't looking for this audience.
Right.
This audience wasn't what was making you your money.
Right.
And if you choose money, I don't knock it, but don't come back here and say, but how come y'all don't love me, dude?
Hey, well, I am. Fuck you.
Asshole you are. We don't stupid you are.
We don't give a fuck. Don't come on fucking Wyclef Jean's bullshit.
Idiot you are.
This fucking bullshit.
Jackass you are.
Did you see Wyclef Jean's face when he was doing that shit? He wasn't even paying attention. Like, man, nigga, shut up.
Wyclef Jean.
See, oh, whatever.
Wyclef has done every kind of music. He's been with Shakira. He's done Compa. He's done Portuguese music.
Beyonce.
And he is still considered a black artist. Mm-hmm. He is still hip-hop to the core no matter what he does. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Because he never had a white woman as his leading person.
And hey, man, Lovely Lady Lumps with a fulfilling times platinum. It wasn't a bad decision.
That's what you traded your blackness for, big dog.
And then you got to eat that.
Don't come back crying
you
now.
You got to eat that, brother.
You got to eat that unseasoned
You traded
chicken.
Your blackness you for gotta Lovely Lady Lumps.
You
got to
eat that, brother. Come on now.
You surrendered your card a long time ago, my nigga.
Like, one day, if Pink comes out here and says some shit, bitch, you left us. There Justin, you left. Florida, you left.
That's my
Don't fix your lips. There
Flo
you
rider,
go.
Not.
Look, you pitiful. Just because I let you go.
You know
she didn't want to make that song.
And didn't turn.
L.A. Reid made her.
Yeah. So she it is. Yeah, that's not what she wanted. That was not her name.
You miss me so.
Because she's a rock and roll artist.
I just hate that it's such common knowledge that if you want to get in, these niggas will let you. I hate that. I fucking hate.
I don't think it's us, bro. The industry itself is ran by those people. So whenever those people want to get in, they get in. They just know who to pick and choose to let in. The not so pale skin ones, the ones who might got a little bit of a tan, a little curly hair going on, a couple of tattoos, a little tough attitude.
And like they literally built, she had a little short Halle Berry cut.
Mm-hmm.
Made us feel like she was mixed with something. Then nope, all white, gotcha.
Niggas thought she was out of waiting to exhale. Nope.
Speaking of Fergie, do you think that that the whites have forgiven her for what she did to the national anthem?
I was wondering how come we don't see Fergie no more. Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what
is that her sin?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
She retired.
Remember the players that were laughing in the background?
Oh, fucking Draymond.
Draymond's going nuts, bro.
I can still see his face.
Yeah. Clear as day.
Speaking of them boys, shouts out to Curry for cooking these fucking niggas who doubted.
Yes, sir. Give my nigga some respect.
He blazed.
You see, when you an old nigga, you got to save 10 games a year to show these young fucking niggas, hey, watch your mouth.
Watch your fucking mouth.
He decided to use like one very said, early in the
LeBron
season.
All fucking day long, but I fucking want chips on that nigga's
he
head.
Been talking
and I stole
spicy
that nigga
lately,
MVP award. So I better you. Relax.
He been talking spicy.
These niggas, they getting disrespectful, dog. He has to meet them with some type of fire.
This nigga
dog.
Single-handedly changed the NBA.
He changed basketball.
That's the thing. Like, I can't believe basketball. his sons are the one. Like, you shoot threes because of one nigga.
Yes, nigga.
How you fix your lips?
The NBA is full of his children. I don't understand what's happening. The same niggas talking shit about Curry are the same niggas that go to LA Fitness and try to play just like him.
Exactly, bro.
I don't understand this shit, bro.
Do you not remember that I was the motherfucker that dropped 402 three-pointers on y'all niggas?
Niggas really get amnesia.
Stupid, it was bro. Me. I was the guy.
MVP.
Hey. I don't know what the fuck Pat Riley's over there doing, but he is signing fucking unpolished gems.
Yeah.
This nigga Precious is in here bumping.
He's a basketball support.
Bumping.
He's going to be like, Pat him Riley. And Bam are going to be nice, though.
There's
too.
This other waffle nigga who's
them
shooting threes.
Them niggas are just trade pieces. Y'all not going to sit here and act like those niggas is really going to be Miami Heat players in the next 3 years. Those motherfuckers are building their trade stock. To get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, show him how good he can do. Give him an audition, give him a highlight tape, and get him the fuck out of here.
No matter what,
I want Duncan, though. I'll get rid of Hero, but I need Duncan there.
We got to keep Duncan.
Duncan got to stay.
I don't understand the hype. I mean, I don't really give a fuck about Hero, to be honest with you. I never give a fuck about that
but
kid.
Why not?
Some niggas are swag first. He's a swag first kind of guy.
This nigga's Dwayne Wade, bro. No, like. Man.
He's got the confidence of Dwayne Wade.
He ain't got shit of Dwayne Wade. Get the fuck out. Don't even mention niggas in the same sentence. Don't
I just
get me
did.
Fucking started.
Tyler
niggas
Hero
on,
Dwayne Wade.
Niggas on Twitter be like talking like Miami Heat fan be talking like Tyler Hero's the second coming. Come on, man.
He's the
most swaggiest nigga y'all done had since Wade, nigga.
I don't care about swag.
People care about swag.
I'm not talking about people swag care. In terms of dress. I'm talking about his demeanor on the court.
The way he played.
Because Jimmy Butler's not on the team. Jimmy Buckets
his
nice.
Demeanor on
Jimmy
the court is not the same as
is
Tyler
what they
Hero,
call
nigga.
Blue collar. He
Jimmy
clocks
Buckets
in, goes to work, and clocks
baller,
out.
Nigga. He's a fucking beast. He's a dog.
But you and Chris Jimmy, say you and Chris aren't saying different things
at all.
Like you, what you're saying doesn't disagree with what he's saying. Jimmy is a baller, but it's just Tyler looks kind of cool when he does his shit. That's all.
No, Tyler Hero has the ignorance to snarl at LeBron James, nigga.
The same thing that Deion Waiters used to do?
Yeah.
He played for the Heat.
Fucking crackhead. I'm talking about that nigga at all.
Oh, that's Meek Mill's homeboy.
Fucking crackhead.
Yeah, yeah. Chris started.
He's a
chaser. Y'all got to relax.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's chasing a fucking jog.
Fucking Michael Beasley, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a champion you talking about.
He's chasing Philly cheesesteak.
Champion Philly cheese.
Can we get fucking Udonis Haslam off the fucking roster and into a suit?
No.
Can we do that?
No.
Can we put him in a fucking suit, guys?
No.
Isn't it time?
You got to go, bro.
He's a 12th man. You need him.
Salary cap shit game they're playing. Put him in a fucking suit.
No, man, you can't do that. Suit him up every game, bro.
Why?
This man went undrafted and tried out for the Miami Heat, a professional basketball team.
That's okay.
He's from here. What you mean?
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your
No, I don't want him to leave, but you on the roster is ridiculous.
Yes.
What?
That's somebody's spot.
Because when I'm done, when I retire, that shit will say 20 years in the NBA, not 19.
But we'll all know why.
No, we all won't know why.
Of those 20 years, you haven't played in 10. That means what?
So what?
Like, when
I'm a 20-year veteran, nigga. That's
when
what
Vince
it means.
Retired, his 20 years meant something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he was really here.
To us.
Shooting here.
10 years from now, nobody's going to give a fuck.
I did damn.
What do you mean 10 years from now? Today we don't give a fuck.
But that's my point. Nobody cares about what the fuck Vince
and
Carter did.
I love
no
you, D, bro, but come on,
yeah,
man.
We love him, bro. Yeah, man. That's
come on,
D,
brother.
Man.
Get off the goddamn roster.
You did it.
Keep
like,
him on
you know
the team.
What I'm saying? We love you, Donis, bro. Get the fuck off the
you
team,
haven't.
Nigga.
And you haven't done it in
you
a
haven't
while.
Done it since 2010, buddy.
So this viral meme resurfaced in the Twitterverse, and it definitely needs to be addressed because women are fucking insane. Women are fucking, and women suffer from multiple mental disorders. This is just one of them. Okay, the meme is as such: woman, hey, what are you doing? Man, nothing, chilling. What's up with you? Woman, nothing. Can I come over? Man, sure, you can come over if you want. Her, okay, but do you want me to come?
No,
I love this.
And then him, what the fuck do you want from me?
Let's talk about it.
And then all the replies are saying how men are childish and they don't communicate effectively and how we play childish games. It's like I just couldn't believe that we were reading the same fucking meme.
What more do you want from me?
Come on!
Y'all are childish.
Now, Whiskleen, explain to me why is, I'm not tripping, pull up if you want to pull up, not acceptable?
No, because I want to know if you want me to pull up for sure. Like, I don't want it to be if you want to. Do you want me to?
But here's the thing. Cap. You want to.
That's cap.
No, but do you want me to?
You sure if you want to?
No, I wanted to know whether it's for sure.
Because I feel like if I wanted you to come, I would have just called you first. It's clear you want to come here. I said, sure, you can come here if you desire.
No. Make me feel like I'm wanted. Make me feel like you want me there. Because the slightest thing if that's a conversation, the slightest thing that happens, you're going to make me feel like, oh, well, I ain't asking to be there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what this feels like? This feels like...
You're like, about to lose it.
Here's right here. What I hear is a woman saying, hey, I want to be there. And a man saying, yes, I want to be there. And a man saying, yes, you can be here. Then she's saying, but wait, I want you to want this like I want this or I don't want to do it anymore. Oh, like, okay. Hey, whoa, don't make me do this. It's the equivalent of, you know when somebody asks you, did you miss me? That weird shit.
Did you miss me is weird. Let me flip it for you, right? Let's say it's your turn to pick up your son or your kid at your baby mama's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday. She doesn't have plans, but you want to go to brunch, right? Yeah. And you call her and you're like, you call her saying, oh, I'm going to come pick up my son or I'm going to come pick up my daughter, my kid or whatever. And she goes, yeah, you can come if you want to.
That means yes.
You're not going to take the opportunity to just be like, oh, I'm going to go to brunch?
That's not, no. It's yes. Come get him.
No, you can come get him if you want to.
I'm going to get the fucking kid. Like, I just.
All right, okay.
It's yes. It clearly means yes.
I understand what you're trying to say.
Do you see what I'm saying?
But it clearly means yes.
But if you say, if I'm asking you, like, would you like some candy? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to say, do you want me to like some candy?
that's,
you want that's the candy. Different.
Do you want the candy?
That's different.
The candy, no, do you want the candy?
Same thing.
That's something you consume. It's not a vibe. Because the minute you make me feel like I don't want to be there, it's kind of like, well, you didn't say for me to come here, so should I just leave?
If you come and I'm playing the game and you start talking in the middle of the game and I'm like, can you just, like, tone it down a little bit? Right?
Uh-huh.
That's because I ain't asked you to be here. But you're here, and I don't have a problem with you being here. You're just being too loud. Because if you wasn't here, wouldn't nobody else be talking up there?
Of rejection, being cowards.
No,
bro.
It's for just real. You guys should be more assertive.
Should be assertive. You want to come here. Just
say
come.
Say I'm coming.
It's different. Like, it's kind of like being sumun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, inviting yourself. Oh, no invite. You know what I'm saying? But that's your nigga, so you know he wants you there, but it's like, want me to be there. Do you get what I'm saying?
I want you to be there.
Because I feel like if you say, hey, can I come over? And I'm like, yeah, sure, if you want to. Right? And like, that should be the end of it. But like, but do you want me to? Because if I didn't want you to be there, I would just say, no, you can't come over.
That's it.
You can't come.
I was going to use the analogy of like, let's say we're at a lounge and I'm being offered a drink. Say, hey, you want me to grab a drink? Sure, if you're paying, I'll take the drink. Yeah, that's the same thing.
I can't understand how women turn this into something wrong with
it's
men.
It's just like...
That's always baffling.
It's always deeper for them. It's just like, how is that? Like I'm
it's
literally...
Just, okay. The things get deeper if you're more assertive. How about that?
Okay.
All right. No. Okay.
But, all right,
no,
so...
It's really simple, like... You can come over here if you want to come. Like, I'm okay with you coming here. That's why I didn't say no. Come if you want to slide. If you come, I'm okay with that. If you don't come, I'm not gonna be upset.
Right.
Come if you want.
But don't think you about to come over here and all of a sudden I'm stopping what I was doing and now we're doing stuff.
I didn't
like, don't come for that shit.
I didn't go that far.
Because that's what's going to happen. And that's why she wants you to want her to come over there. Because when she wants to stop you from doing what you're enjoying doing by yourself.
Nigga, you invited me here. Oh, I hate them. Oh, I fucking hate them.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
It's just a lot better knowing that you want, like, you want me here rather than me offering up.
They want to not take the accountability of potentially getting hurt.
It's not that.
That's what that is. Like, you don't want to be, like, just take it.
They don't want to own the possibility.
Men take it all the time.
They don't want to be one. That's all.
That's not it.
And we always want.
Yeah.
We always someone.
It's always us. We should switch
seats. Yes, you should.
Is the fall killing you?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Do-si-do. Before she leave here with weed and whiskey.
One of the million episodes we have with whiskey, one of them is called Manifestation of Her Passion.
What?
One of the episodes, the titles is called Manifestation of Her Passion.
It came from a DM diary. Somebody said that shit to us.
Yeah. So funny, dog.
Can we switch headphones too?
Yeah, but I don't know. It feels like them just trying to divert accountability. And I can't believe, like, and it was a good 4 days. They're calling men childish about this shit.
Why now, can't y'all just want us there?
Don't get. And she stay here. She goes still. Why don't y'all just want us there?
Why isn't you wanting to be here enough?
And don't get me wrong, dog. I can understand their desire to want to feel wanted. I get that.
Right.
But I'm not telling you no. If I was saying no, that's an indication that I don't want you.
Why?
Here.
Why do women miss that part of it? It's like they're missing that part. That he's not saying no to you. All he's saying to you is, hey, if you want to come over, you can slide. That's cool. If you decide not to come over, that's cool too.
And I'm trying to put it in like other scenarios. Like if I say, hey, can I have some pussy? And she says, sure, if you want to. I'm thinking like I'm not going to ask, but do you want to give me some pussy?
That's dangerous.
Yeah, why? If you want to?
Yeah. So what?
Sure, if you want to, is it consent?
You change your mind mid... Nah.
Then you stop. You pause.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's dangerous, bro.
See, it's dangerous. That's what we think.
Any pumps...
Bro, you talking about coming over.
Any
about...
pumps after stop is illegal. If you pump but before stop...
This is what I'm saying. That's a dangerous situation.
One pump past stop. As long as you're pumping before stop.
She's talking about coming over to spend time.
How we got here?
You know where we at.
I just felt like that's dangerous.
I mean, this guy always crisscross us?
I mean, look.
Yeah. First time. Barely, right?
Okay, what award are you trying to win here?
Barely. Okay, I can accept
first fucking episode of the year.
I guess. Whatever.
That's what they say when they lose.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I guess.
Fucking insanity.
I guess you lost.
All right, bro. We're a few, 2 weeks out from inaugurating a brand new president.
Jackass.
And Kamala Harris. And I was listening to niggas talk on Clubhouse about how Obama was basically able to become a war criminal with a smile because niggas gave him a G pass because we were so happy that he was there. Right? So now that Kamala's going to be the first woman of color in the White House, do we just smile and let her fuck up because she's black?
I don't have a choice.
Or does she deserve that intense scrutiny that we should have gave Obama?
No, people need to go vote tomorrow in Atlanta so we can get the Senate so things can get
better.
Done.
Be as scrutinized as you want to be. Y'all niggas voted her in already. So she got 4 years to do what the fuck she wants.
Hey. Scrutinize all you want.
You could be mad about every decision she make. You know what's going to happen with the next decision she got to make? She going to make that shit. That's just that, Jack.
Go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to say, I just hope that they don't mess up, though, because like there's a certain percentage of me that feels like this presidency is going to be severely underwhelming from those two.
If we get the Senate, we'll be... not fine, but hopefully
be
we'll get things done.
Put us on. So, like, how much of the majority do they have right now?
I think we're missing 2 seats.
And those seats are in Atlanta?
In Atlanta. At Georgia.
That's the runoff shit they've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. So, if we get those seats, then we're in majority in the House and the Senate. which means when bills get passed, it'll be automatic Senate, automatic House, and then just get signed. But if we have a stop in the Senate, then nothing gets passed.
Y'all just remember that there are three branches of the government for a reason. Checks and balances
exist. Checks and balances.
And when you overload one side of the playing board, you eliminate checks and balances.
And fuck all that.
Keep your rights in mind.
But they've done that to us. They've done that to us.
I feel you.
They've stacked them against us.
I feel you. Keep your rights in mind. That's all I'm saying.
What flavor is that?
Dangerous.
Is that orange?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit got my mouth watering like hell.
Pause.
I said it already.
Ben, on what side do you stand?
She's overzealous.
Does she deserve that all-black G-pass, or does she deserve intense scrutiny that we should have given to Hussein?
I personally...
What did you say?
Hussein.
Can't trust no nigga named Hussein.
That's that boy's name. President Hussein.
I feel like we should always hold the people that we decided to put in a particular elevated position, we should hold them accountable. And we should scrutinize, because, I mean, we should, one, educate ourselves about what the hell is going on. And if we don't like it, we should voice our opinion. And we should. I mean, I feel like that's how anything that you try to embark on is effectively done. Like, if you have a job and you're not doing your job correctly, and I'm your manager or somebody who's on your review board, shouldn't I tell you that you're not necessarily doing a good job so that you can improve upon what you're doing? I feel like we should scrutinize. I'm not entirely of the frame of thought that it's going to change much, but we should scrutinize.
I really don't give a fuck what she does. Like, she's there, and that's good enough for me. Quality is niggas having the ability to be mediocre too, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, why every nigga that get in gotta be exceptional? We just need niggas in. And then we'll figure it out. I'm just hoping that she still isn't this RoboCop bitch that she used to be. That's all. I want her to be able to get in there and unlock up some of those niggas that you've locked up. Unlock up. Release the niggas you put in there for weed.
What she gonna release is RoboCops on your ass.
Bitch was a locking niggas up machine.
And she's gonna make locking niggas up machines. Just watch.
What does that mean?
Just wait and see.
I guess
iRobot.
It's gonna be RoboCops with perms outside coming down the street. In pantsuits.
Y'all like making jokes. All right. Keep joking.
The world is going to shit. What are you going to do?
The world is going to AI.
So, Ricky, earlier you were saying that you opted out of the vaccine. You want to tell the people why?
at first, my job was making it seem like it was mandatory.
But you asked some questions.
So I was like, okay, how is this
legally better have some questions.
Mandatory? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. If I don't want to take it, does that mean you're going to fire me?
Now you want to ask questions, but you were selling perfumes that didn't smell like nothing?
Come on!
Okay.
Let his ass have it. That now you want to ask your employer questions.
Gross. This nigga whiskey.
Gross.
That was me before I became this mogul that you here see sitting before you today.
Heard you.
You got to start from the bottom, right? But yeah, man, I started asking some questions, man. And then I got shit shaking over there, man. I said, well, I'm going to get my lawyers involved, and we're going to see. And the next thing you know, they gave me some papers. Say, hey, just sign right here. They're saying you declined. I know.
Did you start a movement? Is anybody else with you?
Man, all the Haitians signed the same shit, man. We ain't taking that shit. I said, mommy, don't take that. I told them in Creole. Don't do it.
Whenever they start giving
They were all scared that they were going to lose their job if they didn't take this vaccine, because the way they presented it to us was like, yo, your first line, you're on the first line or front line, so you got to take this, blah, 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 blah.
But you do know why they even have the ability to do that. The fact that they know they're dealing with immigrants, that's how the system's set up.
Yeah, you're terrifying me.
Yeah. If they know if they're scared, they're going to make a rash decision. Yeah. They're not going to think it through, because as an immigrant, bro, Your job is your lifeline. Like, if you lose your job, what the fuck are you going to do then?
The good thing about it is, out of the 200 people that we have working over there, 200-300 people working over there, 183 of them are Haitian. Mm. Oh, and they all trust me. God, so they know I'm going to look out for them. So
you fucking Ollie Steve, nigga. So,
if I say something to them, they know I'm looking out for their best interest.
It controls 200 Haitian people, bro.
So I told him, I said, I told him a month ago, I said, hey, don't sign shit until I get down to the bottom of this. Don't you worry.
The man of the people, this fucking guy.
This guy's like the Haitian Malcolm X. Malcolm X.
I should be.
Malcolm X.
That might be it, Benny.
Yes.
That might be better than Bad Bitch Benny right there.
Yes.
Let me type that in there.
Mackinson X. This fucking nigga.
I fought that shit in the beginning back.
Yes.
And you better put a Haitian nigga with Malcolm X glasses
That's
on.
That's funny as fuck. Fucking My Moulin X over here. That's funny.
My Moulin X.
Funny as fuck.
That is hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, I should be an elected official, man. I'm for the people, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless it's for perfume.
Mm-hmm. Let his ass have it.
Whiskey, what's going on?
Don't let up on him today. Don't let up.
I love that story. How it came, just, it was on the podcast.
I think that's the first
flow.
Time I fell out of my seat on this podcast. The way he explained that shit.
Shouts out to Reggie.
Reggie, we need more stories.
You're welcome anytime to come embarrass this nigga, bro.
This shit was incredible.
Pause, guys, pause.
Whatever, man.
Sucking his dick right.
That's my brother, bro.
Whenever they allow regular niggas to take that vaccine, I might consider it, bro. I just want to be free.
I don't want you niggas to know.
I just
want to
be free. I just want to be in the streets, bro.
Associated Press? Somebody released a...
I'm going to have to lock you in a cage when you turn into a zombie, bro.
Ticketmaster is saying, in 2021, they opening shit back up. And if you niggas ain't coming with your vaccine results, you're not going to be able to...
That's cool.
You see? I want to go.
I haven't been to a Ticketmaster concert in years.
That means you haven't been to a concert. Because Ticketmaster is all of these ticket venues. They're just reselling
them. There you go.
Nah, Chris is an Eventbrite nigga. It's a step right under that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you going to the NWO shit.
Dang.
Ain't no vaccines required for that type of shit.
we still going
to
be checking niggas' temperatures.
You can come to the NWO live show with COVID. This is shit. As long as you pay for
chill
your
out,
ticket.
Chill out.
Whiskey, man. Is a vaccine in your near future?
I'm on the fence about it. It's kind of like, why? It was done so fast and... it's just so many things. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it.
Have you been keeping your ear to the Canadian streets? Are they open for business? Are they going to let us in?
They're back shut down, and you have to take a COVID test to get locked, to come in, like a negative COVID test. And you still have to quarantine for 14 days, and they come check up on you.
Because COVID
at your house or wherever
you're quarantined. COVID 2020 is up there now.
Mm-hmm. Now, bro, I don't want to be irresponsible with our platform. I'm not telling people not to take the vaccine. What I am saying is I am not comfortable taking the vaccine at this time because of all of the reasons Whiskey mentioned. Mainly because, like I was saying before the show, how do you come up with a vaccine this fast when all these illnesses and sicknesses and diseases that's been around for years, you
fucking
have no
cancer,
fucking
nigga.
Cure,
I'm just saying,
no vaccine for none of that shit.
If you've never questioned a vaccine you've taken before, it's stupid to start now when you have no reason to.
I'm not going
to.
I was a goddamn child.
I'm not going to. I'm sorry that at 11 years old, I didn't know the question of tetanus shot.
No, mother, I will not.
When you know better.
Not only that, niggas,
you do better.
These niggas say, hey, man, take this polio vaccine.
Niggas
I'm not question that.
Niggas
that
are measles free.
Nigga ain't had polio.
No one got questions.
You probably never came in contact with measles a day in your life.
Because niggas the vaccine.
You probably too black to get measles, nigga. You don't even fucking know.
I got vaccinated in Canada, so I trust them.
See? Oh, so you know what? Matter of fact, maybe that's the difference. Getting vaccinated
Canadian
in another country.
You know what I'm deathly afraid of? You know those fucking commercials that say, hey, if you've ever taken such and such a drug, yeah, you may be entitled to it.
Let me get a cut of y'all.
All of a sudden, niggas tell you got an asbestos.
Mesothelioma
and shit.
Mesothelioma.
All those fucking coal miners, they're all fucked up now, bro. Like,
royally.
They were just trying to provide for their family. Now they can't fucking breathe.
If he purchased the perfume from Ricky.
You may be entitled to some settlement money. If your neck is green, please call us.
That reminds me of that episode of Everybody Hates Chris when her neck turned green.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you need a settlement, just hit up the NWO niggas. They all got it.
Ooh.
All three of these niggas got it.
They don't got my hoodie. That's what I know.
Damn. Wait. Who's our director of fashion and merchandise? Who's that guy?
The perfume guy. Yeah, damn.
No.
I'm everything but a child of God.
Yeah, no. Mr. Do It All.
That's not you. That's not you. Yeah. I don't know which one of these niggas is. One of these niggas in charge of fashion and merchandise.
Damn, how quickly the conspiracies. Right?
Whose department is that?
I'm just the design guy.
So Chris is the operator of fashion and inventory.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing to do with this.
That's crazy, bro.
Yell at that nigga.
That's crazy.
I'm just kidding.
Take some accountability.
Look at you passing the buck. As the CEO of that part of the company, you're passing the buck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up.
I tell you where he won't pass the buck. I tell you where Chris never passes the buck.
Never.
Here at Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar, Chris never passes the buck here. All right? 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Come on, pull up. We're still serving the good vegan food throughout the pandemic. Huh? In a panini. Huh? In a pamphlet. Huh? In a paraphernalia. We still out here, baby. Brand new menu every day on the Twitter, on the Instagram. Delight Juice Bar, Vegan Trap Put on the Twitter. Come and see about us. Once again, give us a call, 954-241-7402. Bang! Give us a call first. If you didn't see the menu, see what we got. Give us a call. Have you ordered together? It will serve you, boom, at the door. Once again, that's 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Pull up on us, huh? NW ain't the only one that's been working all year, baby.
Working COVID free, my
eat your greens. Eat your greens. Eat your greens. Eat your veggies. 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 Eat your greens. Eat your veggies.
Green, nigga, still can't beat me in basketball. Michael Jordan, I'm still looking for you.
Green, get your veggies.
I got. Trust me, I'm getting close.
Ain't smoking no Reggies. Eat your veggies. Ain't smoking no Reggies.
Your veggies. The veggies. Celebrity weekend.
The green team.
All-star basketball weekend. Celebrity basketball game.
Okay. I got this from another Clubhouse group. Hey, they've been on fire this week, okay?
You been spending a lot of time on Clubhouse?
You know, I do a lot more listening. Like,
me too.
I've been trying to join groups that are like none of my business.
Yeah.
I'm finding that I'm learning a lot more there.
What? Bro, you can learn so much about like listening to people that you would never talk to at all.
Mm-hmm.
Man. You can learn a lot.
And it was super interesting.
No, so, it is.
I was listening to these people in the UK talk about black love.
Mm-hmm. And I do that a lot.
And the dude said, he was like, well, you know, it's my job to lead. I'm called to lead. So it was like, no matter what my woman is, I have to be more. So I just begin to think about like, okay, well then what if you're not? Like, does being a man alone qualify you to lead that household?
Mm.
Like, especially if the woman is smarter, sharper, and makes more money than you, are you still to lead that household just because you're a man? Is that the only qualification?
I feel like if, because a lot of niggas is raised in like broken homes for the most part, bro. So a lot of niggas is broken already. So you talking about, it's got to be, you got to vet the person that you with, first of all. Like, it's got to be some sort of vetting system to see how they manage in their life. And you got to use that to kind of see if they could manage a life with the two of you. Like, if you meet a nigga that is all over the place, don't expect him to fucking lead the charge when y'all get together, like.
So then
he's still gonna be all over the place.
So then you're saying that every nigga can't do it?
No, I'm not. Yeah, well, yeah, every nigga can't.
Every nigga
some
can't
niggas
do it.
That can't.
Because I'm thinking, like, if two people are together and, like, she's clearly more capable than he is, like, does him just being a man mean that we still have to funnel decisions through this stupid ass nigga?
Now, decisions? What are you talking about? Decisions?
Well, because, like, when you lead a household, right? You make a decision, you may confer or consort, but typically you're making the decision.
what type of decisions we talking?
Man, don't do this to me, Chris. This is a brand new goddamn year, Christopher. First episode of the year. First goddamn episode, Chris. Don't do this here. Please.
I'm really just trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to be as general as possible because I don't want to get specific because then it changes from talking about the broad thing to something very specific. I want to talk about this on a broad scale. So just in the ability to lead.
I mean, my answer's still the same.
No, no, when I don't think it's a wrong answer.
When you say make decisions, like, all right.
Because that's part of leadership, no?
Deciding what we're going to eat.
Deciding where we're going to live. Deciding what kind of car we're going to have.
That's what I'm saying. Deciding those are some,
where our money goes.
Those are some decisions that, regardless if I'm the breadwinner or not, I need to be a part of.
Okay, but is there not somebody with the final say?
Yeah, after we have the conversation.
But there is somebody with the final
say. The final say is had after we have the conversation. We're not going to have the conversation, agree to something, and then you leave and go so get something else. Nah.
There's no one that can say, man, fuck that, I'm making this decision, that's final.
If we together, right, there's an agreement. After we come to a decision, that's what our decision is. It's not, okay, here's our decision, now you decide whether you like our decision.
That makes sense.
I feel what you're saying. I fuck with what you're saying. It's just that I know that that's a special dynamic that doesn't exist in most relationships. Like that, you're talking about a real partnership there. And I understand what you're saying, but it's idealistic. I don't know if it's realistic. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Because you're telling me how things should be, I fuck with it, but I don't know if that's what I always see in like people's relationship dynamic. There's always a leader. Every relationship has a leader.
I think it's not based on him just being a man. I think it's based on the conversation that was had before having said relationship, the foundation that was laid. Because money shouldn't make you a boss by no means just because you make a little bit more money. Or, I don't know, I feel like the dynamic that was set prior to whatever relationship is had, I think that should be followed. Now, if you're a man that's okay with all the decisions going through your wife, then cool, or vice versa. But it's whatever was decided upon the relationship being had.
Do any of us here know of any relationships personally, or just that you've seen where like the woman is clearly the leader in this relationship?
Clearly? Yeah, I know a few.
Like clearly the leader, like clearly she's the head of the household there.
I know a lot of those.
I mean, a woman could be a leader and not emasculate her man either.
No, and that's not what I'm saying. Because there's a difference between leadership and assholery.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, because you can be a leader and be graceful. I've even seen the kind of woman who can make the nigga feel like all of her ideas are his.
Yeah.
Super graceful.
Man, I think you could attest to this. Like, even when we were working at the bank, we would see a lot of the wives come in there and make those decisions. Like, far as like the auto financing and the credit cards and the mortgage. Like,
a lot of those meetings with the personal bankers in their offices
the
were
wives.
Women.
The wives were the women ones, and the wives, you know, leading that charge. That doesn't necessarily mean you're not a man and you're not a leader. It's just maybe in
she's
that
better
dynamic,
at
she's
that.
Better
yeah.
at mm-hmm. that.
Now, real leadership is the ability to delegate. You know me. I firmly believe in it.
Yeah. There you go.
I agree.
There you go.
But I'm also an old school nigga who believes he who runs the finances run the relationship. I'm old. Maybe that's just, you know, whatever.
Who he makes the finances or delegates the finances? Because that could be two different
That's
people.
Interesting.
Because,
okay. Ooh.
Because there's a lot of...
If you delegate but don't make...
Exactly.
There's a lot of relationships, too, where, let's say, the man is the one working, making the money. She may be at home or whatever. But she is the one that divvies up where the money goes, what moves needs to be made. Is this a smart purchase? You know what I'm saying? It's just so many moving parts to that. But to answer the original question, there's a lot of niggas out here who cannot fucking lead to save their fucking life.
That's true.
A lot. Like, it's that's why it's more common than not you see women leading a lot of shit like that.
Look at niggas now.
Just look at these niggas. Like, who are these niggas leading?
You want to keep it above? Like, there are some niggas who unfortunately, right, like, they need to be led by somebody.
You have to.
But niggas have been fed the narrative that I have to be the one, that they may never humble themselves to do it. Bitch, because you need a chaperone, bro. Like, some of these niggas need a chaperone.
Big facts. Mm-hmm.
But they'll never humble themselves to be led by a smart woman. Smarter woman.
There's a saying that I always go by. and it's not even said I always go by it, but I always think about it. It's that there are too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, with me, I'm good with making sure the bills are paid on time and stuff. But Maya's good with the appointments and the fucking making sure, like, tasks.
It's like a team.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's good with all that shit. But as far as making sure a bill is paid, I'm on point with that. You know, that's my thing. I don't like the late payments and the fucking extra interest charges and having to pay extra money. No, let's just pay this shit, pay it down. Let's get rid of this shit now. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to like certain tasks, making sure you're here on this time, you're there at this time, this is done by this. She's good with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody's dynamic is it could be different. But being a leader, there's a lot of you niggas that can't lead shit. You can't lead a fucking thing.
So when you guys can't get on the same page, I'm just generally asking everybody, like when you guys can't get on the same page about a decision, let's say we're talking car, where the kids are going to school or whatever the fuck, like how are decisions made then?
You got to look at the money. First of all, first and foremost, you have to look at the money. Does this make sense? How is this going to affect us going forward? Like, if you want to go get this car, that's fine. I understand you need a new car, but financially, can we take this hit? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can sit down, like, as two adults and...
What if you have the money?
What if you have the money?
And it's between one person wants one school and the other person wants the other school. How do you make the decision?
What do you mean, school? As far as...
Well, that's what... Yeah, isn't that what you said?
I was... Yeah, it's cars or school. Like, it's like, how do you settle decisions like those? Because if there's not one person who has a final say, and we really have to come to a decision as two of us.
Does the pro outweigh the cons at that point? You have to figure out.
You lean toward common sense.
Yeah. Okay. The pro outweigh the con. And then once you figure that out, you're like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it this way. And then you got to be fair. When that situation comes again, you make sure you're fair. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. I just know what it's a lot of niggas out here that can't lead. And you see it. Like, when we were working at the bit, we saw it all the time. Like,
it's true.
And they're being told that they have to.
Or they're pretending like they can, but you can see in their mannerisms that they can't. And that's the worst. Yeah.
Like, let's say you're talking to a personal banker. A personal banker can't necessarily tell you what to do, but they can guide you. And you know, our financial advisor can guide you and say, hey, this is what's best for you. But this guy who can't lead, he has to have the final say that he's going to put his family in financial straits because he don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Just because he wants to be the guy to say.
He wants to be the quote-unquote leader. You know what I'm saying? So, and just like how you said there are niggas who need to have their hand held, there are women who need to have a man who's like that. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
type A and type B needs to exist in that way.
There are some women who need that guy who's just super, like, how should I say? He, like, structured in that sense to make sure she's on stay on point. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it all depends on the people, I guess. But not every nigga's a leader, that's for sure.
That's for goddamn sure. Okay.
More niggas with more followers these days than anything.
Pro-ass niggas. All right, I'm content. I'm satisfied. We have now reached the DM diary section of our program. This shit is really scary, guys. These niggas are getting very spooky, okay? This nigga sent so many fucking messages. She didn't send us a screenshot. She sent us a video. And just started scrolling by the messages.
That's disgusting, first of all.
Okay? That's disgusting.
That's what the fuck she did for us this time. Because this guy is such a fucking chronic offender.
Really?
This fucking...
Same guy.
Same guy!
She's not talking to him at all.
I can wait till you see this. Benefit, whenever you're ready. Brand new year. Same pressure, bitch ass nigga. You can't slide. You can't get away with it. You belong in jail, prison, law and order, cold case, criminal minds, some criminal fines. Gonna have a criminal time, little bitch. Hey-oh, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell. Your secrets. I ain't whiskey. Yeah, that's right. Your secrets. Not safe with us.
Safe with us.
We gon' tell.
We gon'
your secrets. If you're out there singing with us too, baby, come on now. You just became a victim of the DM diaries. Sing loud. You a bitch boy. You a bitch boy. You a bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
A bitch boy. Break it down for the 2021. Bitch, and you ain't getting any none. Me and your bitch having plenty of fun. Little bitch.
Only we know
yeah. You a bitch ass boy. I love whiskey, man. Yes. Fuck.
Man.
She's a regular, man.
We got to have you on more often, man. Your timing is immaculate.
I mean, she's on here more than anybody.
Her timing,
you know,
2020 yours,
set me back,
man.
But I'm back. Back.
You back?
All right, back.
There we go. She's back.
I just think it's hilarious how when Plus heard Whiskey singing, he was like, yeah, that's right.
That's it, baby. Because I heard the little soprano come through. That's it.
It hey, is, man.
That's the first time anybody ever sang it with me.
I would be. I feel like every time somebody sings, you say it's the first time they sing. It's like seven episodes. It's the first time.
I don't remember anyone singing that with me.
Drugs. Hey. I noticed like two or three niggas doing fucking DM segments. That shit creepy. Okay? That shit creepy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man.
Okay? Listen. I don't need the meat road like that, guys. Take it easy, huh?
Hold on, what?
Doing DM
segments. Yeah. Hey, I have this new idea. Yeah. Send me your DMs and let's read it. Fucking it's a crazy idea.
Oh, y'all sucking dick.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Niggas getting creepy.
Relax, little bro.
You're so disrespectful.
Whoa.
He little bro.
And that's when Mary had a little lamb.
Hey, let me tell you how funny that nigga is. Okay? When I saw that video, I could not get where the money reside out of my fucking mind.
At all.
And the thing is, I was doing the little hand shits. Where the money reside? Where the money reside? You got to do the little fingers. Where the money reside? Look here, let me tell you something, baby.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bro.
You
got to get on your phone.
Look, you really on the grind.
I don't really
at work
so
school.
So that's not you on the page then, because you would have seen it.
No.
Oh,
just
know.
Now, hey, recently,
now it can only
it's been one of these quiet niggas wilding.
What?
One of these quiet niggas been wilding recently.
I can usually spot Plus, but.
Lately, I've been like less Twitter and more TikTok heavy because they've been getting my giggles lately. TikTok is funny as fuck, guys. It is. These little children, they fucking have it.
Mm-hmm. I thought this nigga Trump banned it.
Man, he was trying to, but.
He didn't want to ban it, bro. He wanted to learn the technology so the FBI could get it. Not the FBI got
it.
I'm
sorry. I didn't bring it up. What were you saying, Plus?
I didn't really care about it. I just said it.
Don't do my dog like that.
I want TikTok deep dive.
Oh, God. That's funny. Every time Oscar move, I get nervous. Okay?
Yeah, because he makes noise. Hey.
And if it falls, it's going to break somebody's head. It's so funny.
He's laughing, bro. He's laughing.
He's laughing.
All right. The same DM comes from the same offender. This nigga has 43 followers, 29 posts. You know you're a creep.
Yeah.
All right. First message. So damn gorgeous. Hold on. Damn. Slow down. Whoa. Jesus Christ. There's so many of them. Jeez. Wow. Okay. Hold on. Wait.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. God, I love you, Whiskey. Come on. Okay. All right. So damn gorgeous. I love you. April 3rd, I love you so much. November, heart. November, smiley face. Heart face. November 15th, heart face. November 16th, heart face.
Is he heart facing like pictures or he just sending like heart faces?
Pictures.
Okay. He's admiring it that point.
November 17th, heart face. November 18th, heart face.
All right, cuz.
November 19th, heart face.
Is she double tapping the heart faces?
Nothing.
No, she's not doing shit.
November 21, heart face. November 23rd, heart face.
I mean, he thinks she's some kind of celebrity or something.
That's crazy. Oh, he be back at it again. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, my God. We back at it again.
Oh, my God. Same day. 27. Heart face.
He should be arrested. That's harassment.
Bro,
my dream woman. Heart face.
Harassment.
Heart face.
Sexual harassment.
He's a fan.
Wow. Heart face.
He's a fan that's taking it way too far, buddy.
Heart face.
Is she a celeb?
November 29th.
No idea who she is.
Fire emoji.
But I'm just saying, like, whoever she is, he thinks the
Oh, my God.
He's a fan.
In between that, God really done blessed the earth with your beauty.
I'm not hearing sexual harassment.
December, heart face.
Persistence.
December, heart face, heart face. Another one, heart face. Heart face, heart
All
face.
Reaction to pictures.
December 11, heart face. December 12, hey, heart face.
I don't know. We might not have an offender here.
Again. Oh, my God. So she must have posted her engagement. His last message said, I wanted to marry you, too. SMH.
Here it goes right there.
So you've been sending heart faces for close to a year.
In hopes to get married, cuz?
Cuz, and you were like, whenever she responded to me, I'm going to propose to this bitch. That dummy? Was your plan?
Big dummy.
Wow. Okay, like, Whiskey said he should be arrested. So, like, when shit like this happens, it does feel scary.
Yeah.
You want him to be in jail.
It's like digital harassment. It's like stalking. Digitally stalking.
Digital at this point.
At some point
it should be
time,
a digital
like,
crime.
You're really good at what you do, right? So at some point in time, you're going to have like five, you're going to have like millions of followers,
mm-hmm.
billions of followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
These people are going to be scattered in there and they are going to do stuff like that. Like, I didn't hear him say until that end part about proposing or getting married to the woman, which is insane. I didn't hear sexual harassment. I heard a lot of complimenting. It obviously was unwarranted. She didn't want it. But I'm not hearing him harassing her.
But
this is if those are sent in response to pictures that she posts, he's just a follower gone a little too far.
But it was
this is you playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, I was about to say from him.
Because how many unresponded advances does it take?
That's the hey beautiful, hey.
But do you realize how if that was in person, how it would be harassing me?
Of course.
If I'm walking down the street and you're just heart face, like you get what I'm saying?
But that's like, equivalent to me coming on your page and liking all your pictures.
That's social. What is it called? I'm like, hi, engagement? Off of your blood.
Yeah, because like, this nigga
is social media. You're
he's entering
picture.
The inbox, cuz. Like, he's messaging her this shit. He's bringing this shit to her front doorstep.
Exactly.
Like I said, it's disgusting. The persistence is disgusting, but I don't know. I'm not really hearing an offense.
Let me ask a question. Those look like those were like reactions to stories. So all you have to do is literally just click a button. You still count that as sending a DM?
My point.
Those were DMs or those were reactions?
Well, no, they're reactions land you in the DM.
Right.
Side note, these fleets put you right in the DM and it's where I need to be to start casual conversation. Let me tell you something. I'd just be a like away from... I always knew there was something here.
You don't want to try to figure out how we got here.
Huh? I always knew there was something. I always knew there was a little chemistry between us. And all it took was me liking your titty fleet. That's all it took.
Oh, my gosh.
There was always something here.
I still have fleets on my shit I haven't looked at. My phone updated. I'm not fucking with fleets.
I fuck with the fleets.
I bet.
Fleets is just a story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a story.
Hey, man, I already do
enough stories.
Which one of you niggas followed 50 million OnlyFans bitches from the page? Who was that?
Not I, sir.
Okay. Not me.
Because our feed... is college football and porno. That's our feed. Our entire feed, Gators, UM, titties. Titties, UM, Seminoles, Canes, titties, pussies. That's our feed.
That's me. The OnlyFans, I cannot attest to that. I have no idea what that
is. We have a lot of...
Oh, so now nobody can attest.
We have a lot of people who follow us that are on OnlyFans.
It was not I.
But if it's on our feed,
it was probably plus.
Somebody's following them.
I got to renew some of my subscriptions.
if social
guy,
media
man.
Works about circles, if, even if they following us somehow, some way, them liking something will end up on our feed.
I don't know, man. I don't follow none of folks.
I want to spend a special shout out to the fucking stupid fucks who are shooting once the clock strike 12 on fucking New Year's Eve, you dumb sons of bitches, fuck you. I hope the bullet lands back in your face. However, if you do want to... Because no. Say it. Express that.
Are people still doing that shit? Not that it ever was a good thing to do, but what is the significance of shooting that shooting books in the air?
I never understood that. Fireworks. Like fireworks would be a much more.
But you could afford a gun and bullets. That makes plenty of sense. Instead of going to your local fucking fireworks store, getting fireworks
going
for 20
bucks.
Fucking
Walmart and grab a little. Just fucking Roman candle.
It's
and
just
vibe.
Niggers being niggers. Niggers niggering their way through the night. That's all. Before they get.
Remember when niggas didn't even think the bullets came back down?
They thought you went to fucking orbit, you assholes. What did they think?
Like my daddy's always say, what goes up must come down.
Like my blood pressure. Yo. If you want to learn how to safely use a firearm, how to load that firearm, man. Discharge that firearm, clean out that firearm, give our brother Jude a call at 786-315-3546. Cock your Glock on the Instagram, Apex Security Services. Brand new year, shit's crazy. The Proud Boys are loading up to go to war. Don't you want to be right? Get your fucking license. Stop playing. Ladies who live alone, stop fucking playing. Get scrapped up.
Yeah, if you jogging, you know what I'm saying? Stay safe. Get you fuck. Something.
Put a pistol in your sports bra. Let's get it popping. Stop playing. But on safety, though. You don't want to shoot your titties off. That's great.
He's going to miss them off the timeline.
That's why you got to go to Jude.
Get you a little titty holster. All right.
Titty holster. No.
Titty holster.
Nah. Titty holster.
I like titty holster. Okay. Mackinson X and titty holster are great candidates.
What about Bad Bitch Benny?
Bad Bitch, hey, listen. All great titles. I'm excited for the voting later on. Very excited.
BBB.
BBB.
Skinny over there. All right.
We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program, guys. Oh, this is great. Smooth for the new year.
Program. I love this program.
Are we fucking sober again? Is there no alcohol here?
Alcohol here?
We did it again, guys.
It's a new year, man. No liquor.
No, fuck that.
That's crazy. You hear this guy?
I think I like a lime marita in my car.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I was trying to catch a thought earlier, man.
Oh, gosh.
Built like a little thought trap, a little boxing stick.
Throw baby, I got throw a limerita. Throw baby.
Sex a little bitch. Sex a little.
Let the way you walk. Let the way you talk.
Any song that starts with sex a little bitch, man. You know it's my kind of song.
Let a young nigga come
go,
play
baby.
Your throat.
Such a vulgar song, man.
Gosh, PT.
Right. That's crazy, bro.
That's how I knew I was fucking washed. I was listening to the uncensored, the explicit version, as if there is a censored. I was like, my gosh.
The censor is go, baby.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to touch piti. All on you.
Gosh, piti.
Gosh, piti.
All right. Hey. But you better ask a real nigga. Here we go, goddammit. But you better slide with your boy, ride with your boy, ask a real nigga. Little bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy, like a gun trigger, nigga. Follow me on Twitter,
nigga.
Bitch, you big, I'm bigger.
Bigger.
Yo, I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga.
About to hit a spliffer with my nigga.
Chris, gang.
Yeah.
No. That was fire, okay? Hot fire.
Hey, the whiskey remixes.
Hot fire.
Put me on the EP.
I spit
hot fire.
Dial on.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. So we got Empress Chris, who sent us a shitload of this or that questions. Mm. first of all, so I'm ready.
That's my favorite of you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
You can get with this.
And you can get with that. So let me just go ahead and run these off. No, you ain't gonna do that shit, Ben. Oh. No, you ain't gonna do that shit, Ben. Take it easy.
Hey, I saw him in the corner
typing furiously.
You know that gif of the cat?
Yeah, I think it's sipping through files. He had to put it out for 2 years.
No, it's technically it's under the Ask a Real Nigga umbrella.
Go, Benny.
Look at you squinting.
Go, Benny. You saw his face when you said
squinting.
What?
I don't know. We didn't have a meeting about that stuff wasn't approved. I don't know.
She says, here's some ignorance. Smiley face. This or that. PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Employed or self-employed?
Self-employed.
Unemployed.
Both. I'm for both. Whatever works for you.
Yeah. You know what? Whatever makes more money, too. Mm-hmm. Skinny or thick? Huge.
Thick for sure.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, relax.
I guess.
Whatever your preference is.
Relax.
You ain't gotta be explicit about what your preference is.
I'm just asking a question. Damn.
Black or white as I stare hassoningly.
That's a great song by Michael Jackson. Off the Dangerous album. Amazing song.
What was he? Black or white?
Mm. My final thoughts are: if you
I still don't buy that vitiligo shit. Nobody has that shit. That? No, literally nobody has that. I don't know how he found that disease. Literally nobody has it.
He found him.
It was never in a fucking dictionary until he came out with it. I swear to God, they created it around this fucking yellow fuck. There's no way.
He didn't take the vaccine.
Because here's how I know he's full of shit. If he really had vitiligo, he would have still had a fro. Does it fucking come with a perm too? Huh? Does it come with a perm too? Does vitiligo perm your fucking nappy head and roots? Or did you want to be a white bad bitch so bad that you got the perm too? Ricky? If your skin turned white, why does your hair turn white?
Let's talk facts.
Let's talk facts here.
Why is he going in?
No, you're really going in
because
right now.
You could have been white as fuck and kept your beady beads and kept that fucking bell pepper nose. You changed your nose. You changed the hair. Why, Michael? Let's talk about it. Why?
He did that because
he wanted to be wholly, completely white.
No, he didn't want to be white. He identified as a black man. He said it multiple times.
I don't know, man.
What about the kids?
He identified as a black man. Doesn't mean he was black.
If you love being black so much, why the white spur, Michael?
I don't discuss the children because I don't give a fuck about them. I only care about Michael Jackson.
Because he identified as being black doesn't make him black, remember?
I mean, he was born black, so what do you say?
I mean, Michael Jackson was born black.
A?
Yeah, when he went to the hospital and they swapped him out. You didn't know about that.
Guys,
you know what's funny? What's funny is that LaToya went to the same surgeon. Like, why would you do that? Why would you see what they did to Michael and then go there too?
Because she wanted the same thing.
Because they still look related.
Yeah.
Even through the mutations.
That was the point.
Why did nobody go to Janet's surgeon?
She looks like Mike.
Kind
of. I still see the resemblance.
Yeah, they're like family.
They have their moments.
Those fucking
so black or white?
Thank you. Thank you.
He's black. He's a black man.
Black. Missionary or back shots?
Both.
Ooh, by Thunder.
Depends. Did you ask me to be there?
If I had to choose one, though, for me, missionary.
Did he ask me to be
there? Did you ask me to be there or did you want me to come?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
If I want you to be there, where is it? She won't look me in my eyes then. Missionary.
Mm-hmm. I plead the fifth.
Where's Scooty?
Ain't no more Scooty.
Oh, fuck Scooty.
That was long time ago.
Scooty was 2019.
Fuck him.
2019 for sure.
Ask a real nigga. Do you think you've made your parents proud? Does making them proud matter to you?
I'm not a doctor, so no.
Does it matter to you?
No.
I don't think my mother's super proud that I like talk about my dick on stage for money. But like making her proud would mean like me being a nurse. That I can't put stock in that, bro. Excuse me. You know, I can't live my life that way.
I think they're proud that I, you know, I'm a good dad. I'm not in jail.
She's proud that she's not taking care of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But am I a doctor like they wanted me to be? No. Yeah, so, whatever.
Am I like a fucking pastor? Do I go to church like she'd like? No. I'm not going there. So she knows that.
Do I give a shit? No.
Now, Ben, you're a success. Are your parents proud of you?
I believe so. Mm. I want my mother, yeah. I don't really.
Your daddy's still mad for snitching on him.
Yeah, damn, man. She's an NWO roller that's like
sliding the night.
But like,
I missed you guys.
What is the Haitian expression for "I'm proud of you"? I don't think they even have one.
That's a good question.
There's no "I'm proud of you" in that language. Jesus Christ.
My mother said this to me, though.
In English?
Yeah, in English.
"I'm proud of you." They were Rhett Grail. Because the word "proud" doesn't exist in
Grail. I mean, it's not really English. Pride. Well, you tell a nigga you proud. That's not really.
PW? Proud? What's clean? Are your folks proud of you?
My mother? Yeah, I'm sure she is.
What's got an MBA? Her mom's proud of
her. Yeah. You're doing the do.
I'm doing the do. Doing what I can, when I can, how I can. Yeah.
Christopher, are your folks proud of you?
My mom recently told me she was proud of me.
That's dope.
Yeah. My dad, on the other hand, I don't really know. Like, I feel like he's more surprised than proud.
Like, you ain't fuck up yet? All right.
Yeah, like, he like, all right.
I thought you smoked the shop away.
Like 10 years? Give him 10 years. We'll see where you're at in 10 years.
You just smoked the shop away.
Basically.
Oh, God.
I can just picture the shop being up in smoke.
and Chris in there smoking.
Oh, God. Oh, you guys are fucking funny, man. You guys are really... Oh, you guys should have a podcast. You guys are really the same. Ask everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Except yourself.
No, he's here.
Yeah. Is my father proud? He should be. I'm killing this shit. The fuck? I've been fathering longer than he has. I've been working longer than he has. I've been a citizen longer than he's been. I'm killing his shit. I should be his inspiration. The fuck? That nigga's my son. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, hey. I visited my mother's house. I swear to God. Wait. I visited my mother's house last month, bro. He was there. He stopped me and said, "Hey, bro, what's wrong with me and you? Why don't we have a relationship?" I was like, "Hey, you need to get the fuck out of my face. All right, it's Christmas. You need to get the fuck out of my face."
You said that?
Before I turn into the Grinch and before we have a bad Santa in this bitch. Get the fuck out of my face.
Listen to me, bless. Round of applause, bro. You are cracking me up.
Bro, the gall of this nigga. I'm 33. I don't need a father. I'm raised. Bitch, it's done. I'm baked already. It's the fuck?
I'm raised.
Do it. The fuck?
Fuck out of here.
Oh. You want to buy me a bike?
That is hilarious.
Why is this nigga going crazy today?
What's wrong with this nigga, bro?
This guy's Steph Curry right now.
The fuck?
Yeah, Steph.
In the Will Smith shit. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Why you don't want me, man? Ben, what are your final thoughts for the evening?
You go to me first.
All right, sorry. You're right. Give you a moment to settle. Richard, final thoughts for the evening?
You little niggas, man, you need to learn how to become leaders, because if not, you're going to fuck up your family.
And if you can't lead, bro, don't be afraid to give the keys to your old lady, bro.
Please.
Okay?
Don't be afraid.
Stedman is happy as fuck.
Yes.
All right?
Seriously.
And whoever the fuck's Serena's husband is, he looks to be happy.
Yeah, I would be too if my wife was worth $450 billion.
He's one of the Reddit founders.
Sorry. No. He's a leader there. My bad.
He's a what?
I think he's one of the Reddit founders.
Yeah. Oh, well, duh.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, shout out to Reddit. We on Reddit.
You know how much free porn is on Reddit?
How do you know this?
So I went there because they were leaking the pictures of OnlyFans people that I didn't want to pay for.
Oh.
So I was searching. So you go to Reddit and search their names and kind of see if it's worth it.
Okay.
And then, based on the preview, you can then go to OnlyFans and really subscribe. But then I just begin to search BBW videos, and voila.
It was right? There.
Jesus. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
That's cool.
Because, you know, like that, those 3 or 4 minutes you spend searching for porn while you're aimlessly jacking off, but not really?
I don't know, but thank
you. Okay. All the niggas in here feel me. Look at all of them. Look at all of them. Look around the room. Hey, like, it's like a phantom jack. You're not really jacking. You're searching for
phantom jack. Gotta be a nigga.
You're searching for the video while dreaming the phantom jack. And then once you find the video,
once you find it, it's
then you begin to really jack. Oh. Because then you found it.
Oh shit, boy! Oh boy! Oh boy! Oh boy!
It's been a while, guys.
Oh my goodness! Oh, aimlessly jacking off.
Hey, Chris, we lost Chris. We lost Isaac. Hey.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Everybody's crying, laughing right now.
That's how you know it's real. I touch niggas' hearts. Pause.
Oh, my goodness.
Whiskleen, final thoughts, please.
Shop Cocktail Cosmetics.
Yes.
Cocktail Cosmetics with an X. And actually, I'll make a code. If you use code NWO, you'll get 20% off.
Yes! Hey, and if we didn't say it, we're very, very proud of you. You immense growth this year. And like you were already killing, but you tried something new and you did well. And we're happy to see you do it, Whiskleen. Yes.
Thank you.
We're very, very, very proud of you. And you're always going to have supporters in us.
Thank you. So yeah, I'll make a code.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited.
I'll do it right now, actually. So I get you active so I don't forget. Book me.
Please.
Follow me at the Whiskey Chick _ and book me at bookings@thewhiskeychick.
Ben, how you feel?
I think I can do it.
So, final thoughts?
All right. Once again, Whiskey, thank you so much for pulling up on us.
Of course.
You're really, really too modest because she acting like she just ain't do a set on 103.5 The Beat the other day.
That's right. I forgot to mention that shit.
What's wrong with these niggas out here, man?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
That's our DJ, man.
Thank you.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Better get you a shot of whiskey, nigga.
I don't know, man. Like, you be humble, but like, I think radio is huge, bro.
Yeah.
Especially, it is. I'm grateful. Like, I forgot about that.
Our mainstream, like, stations here.
It's amazing, and it's iHeartRadio, so. And I was on there 4 times in 5. And I was on there twice. I was on there on the 24th, 25th, 31st, and the 1st.
And if you know Whiskey like I know Whiskey, it's just one step closer to her being program director. You know how she fucking runs. she has her eyes on CEO of the goddamn station.
When what are they called? Those big shows. What are they called? Festivals comes back. Mm-hmm. That's my
goal.
That's my goal.
When I tell you, I really miss festival hosting the most, bro. Being outside, smoking, getting drunk, and really just yelling. I miss festival hosting, bro.
I miss the festival. I miss two.
Take your vaccines and I'll come back.
Yeah. I mean, you might be right. I don't know.
Chris, my brother, final thoughts?
Visit the website. We ain't dropped a new line of merch yet, but it's coming, so just have faith. But order some of the old stuff while you're up there. But definitely hit the website and check us out.
The code is live.
Boom. There you go.
It's code NWO.
I love a woman of action. She meant that shit. Eat me, Jack Ma.
She's a leader.
I see what you did there. Benefert, what is our song of the week this week?
This week's song of the week is Throat Baby.
Throat Baby.
Yes.
Thanks for the musicality. To the NWO podcast.
Right before the filth.
Peace.
What's happening, TT?
Okay, y'all gotta be quiet.
Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies, I'm trying to bust all on you. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies, I'm trying to bust all on you. Got a little honor, that's if you want it. Extra little 40, gotta come right now. And I got beans you bite down. Super good head, no cap gown. Since the first time been peeny, couldn't even believe it. Head like that, shit pussy don't need it. When she get hungry, she eat my semen. Miles an hour with her mouth, she clean it. Washing machine, trick, ooh. Shawty got mean grip, ooh. Know what she came to do. Suck this dick, then she still, ooh. Head monster, set an appointment. Mouth so wet, need your anointing. Way too good, may buy you something. Made a whole song, CIA frontin'. I shoot the world for you. I go to war for you. Damn, babe, got me tripping. BOA head made me come instant. She ain't even gotta ask for attention. Why? Cause I'ma give it to her. Money I give to her. Cop gon' rocks, I give it to her. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw baby. I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies. I'm trying to bust all on you. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies. I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies. I'm trying to bust all on you. Sexy little rip on ya. Gotta get head on her. Sexy little rip on ya. I spend a bag on her. With a mouth like that, she can talk her way out going to jail. With a mouth like that, if you go to jail, I pay your bill. I need you, wanna see you. Suck me up for hours, I can't help but buy you flowers. When we meet, I get excited. She gon' blow and she gon' ride it. No relations, feeling fighting. Group like plies, I feel it tighten. Girl, I got plans for you. Got a couple bands for you. I like the stance on you. Good mouth got me like, oh, I. Sexy little hoe, I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies, I'm trying to bust all on you. Sexy little bitch, sexy little hoe. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat. Deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies, I'm trying to bust all on you.